From the WLRN Miami Herald Studios, I'm Tim Padgett with the Latin America Report, made possible by Espirito Santo Bank and by Morrison Brown Argies and Farah, certified public accountants and advisors. Colombia wants to be Latin America's new economic powerhouse, but first it has to end its 50-year-long armed conflict with Marxist guerrillas known as the FARC. Peace talks resume this week in Cuba. Two key issues, land reform and FARC participation in politics, have been worked out. But a new poll shows most Colombians are pessimistic about the talks, and the fighting continues. To discuss the progress and the pitfalls, I sat down with Colombia's new ambassador to the United States, Luis Carlos Villegas, who until recently was part of President Juan Manuel Santos's negotiating team. Thank you for talking with us, Ambassador.
Thank you, Tim.
How close are we to peace in Colombia, and what issues still have to be hammered out?
I think we have never been closer to peace. It doesn't mean we are in an easy path for finding the end of the conflict, but we had never talked of so many aspects of the conflict, and we had never agreed on points as transcendent and as the two ones we have already agreed with FARC. The other points are questions the Colombian society puts to FARC. What are you going to do with illicit crops? What are you going to do with drug trafficking? What are you going to do with your arms?
Do you worry, though, that a recent government military offensive against the FARC could jeopardize what progress has been made?
Those are the rules of this negotiation. The president has said we are going to the table, but we would move away from the field. We have military pressure on every illicit movement in Colombia, not only FARC. I think it's good that it is so, because the way of ending the confrontation is through the negotiation, not through only a ceasefire that would last only a couple of months or so.
President Santos is running for re-election in May, and his conservative opponents are fiercely against these peace talks. Why are they wrong, and why are these negotiations so important?
I would say all conflicts in history have been resolved in a table of negotiations. Why is this the time? Because Colombia is very different from the country there used to be 20 years ago. Poverty was 15 years ago, and 60% is now 30% and going down. We have a state that can do things because the state has resources. Our public budget 15 years ago was $25 billion. This year's budget is $120 billion. So you can do reforms you have promised. We think growth in Colombia could increase by 1% additional point a year without the conflict.
Are you convinced that guerrillas who have spent decades trafficking cocaine and kidnapping civilians can become mainstream political players?
It's their only chance. They can't remain being what you have just described if they want to be transcendent in Colombian history. But I think they are ready to give that step, to move forward. It will be hard. It will be very tough, for instance, to ask for pardon of the victims. They don't think they have committed errors, although we all know they have. So it's a question of the evolution of the thinking of FARC. And I think the moment has come to that evolution.
Why is the success of these peace talks so important for the rest of this hemisphere?
The conflict is the last one in South America that remains from the Cold War. It has to be taken out of Latin American politics.
I'm Tim Padgett in Miami. You can read more of our Latin America coverage on WLRN.org.
The Latin America Report is made possible by Espirito Santo Bank and by Morrison Brown Argies and Farah, certified public accountants and advisors.